Thursday the 19th of August, Tess Elul. This week's Teraway has been sponsored the Chavad Simcha Sanisoyim today of Amram Nemeth and Miriam Krauss. Rabbi Yonason Alpern, a mindset for Rosh Hashanah.
Shalom Aleichem, Buchim and Insoyim. A short time ago in Yerushalayim, I was at a shiur on Kashrus, and the Rav was explaining detailed aspects of Halacha. In the middle, someone asked him a question, a kasha. And the Rav stood there and stared at the man who asked the question, and just stood quietly. Didn't say a word. A large tzibur in front of him. And he waited. And you know, in Eretz Yisrael, to keep people waiting, lulu. And people were impatient. And he stood his ground, didn't say a word. And I think it must have been about 2 minutes. Everybody in the tzibur was waiting, and it's not somebody who, by any means, was weak in his understanding of halachas. After 2 minutes, he then spoke up, 3 minutes or so, and he then said as follows. You probably were wondering why I was so quiet. He said, from that kasha, I had to think through certain inyonim of halacha, inyonim of kashas. And he went through his whole mindset. He said, this is maybe an inyan of nat bar nat, dva yoimai, dova novela, bottle beshishim, dova chorif. He went through about 8 aspects of halacha in kashas. And as that kasha, it was something to do with a lid, and it was hot, dova chorif, and he went through in his mind explaining why he waited, because all these topics had to be covered before I could answer. I was watching him, and I thought to myself, that's exactly what you need to do in halacha. You can't assume it's one topic. There are several aspects involved. For example, in Shabbos, psik reisha, nichale, noy nichale, davashayna miskavei, midaraisa, midarabona. There's a mindset. There are factors which must be considered and can't possibly miss out. If you do, you're probably negligent. You're pesheya, you missed out a certain aspect within the mindset. Lahabdil, if you make an example, an our pilot, with a co-pilot next to him, and they take the plane up. And the co-pilot turns around and says to the pilot, did you check the fuel? He says, fuel? No, we're climbing. Did you look at the control tower? No, we're climbing. You have to check everything, the compression, all the different aspects. You can't just look at the altitude. There's a whole range of topics. It's not like riding a bike. You ride a bike, you're on the bike, and you move. And there's not much to think about. The person behind, there's a whole mindset in kashrus. Shabbos is the same. And you can't neglect any detail in the whole range of what's involved. I was thinking perhaps that's very relevant when it comes to Yom HaMashiach. We are 2 weeks or so before the Yom HaDin. And we have Ein Shikcha Lifnei Kisei Kavoidecha. Ata Zoicher Es Kol Maisei Bnei Adam. Zoicher Kol Yitzrei Kedem. What are we supposed to think? What is supposed to be the mindset? And I thought of saying this just before, during Elul. Just what are we supposed to think? A person prepares himself if one goes to speak to in a court. And you want to bring a defense. You spend weeks preparing what you're going to say. And there's all aspects which you must prepare. And if you didn't prepare, then you might get caught by the judge and he'll say, what about this? How are we supposed to prepare with a mindset for Yomim Noroim? In these times beforehand, and in principle, the main theme is a theme of Malchus Shomayim. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch. But there's a Bayre Oilam, there's a Ribayn Oilam mean. And we come in front of him once a year, and everything is open. Nothing is mistaken. Everything is there. What's the mindset? Chas v'sholom, the person comes and stands, and he's missed the point. Like you go into a court of law, and you didn't get the point. What's the mindset? I was thinking perhaps there's an episode in the Chumash where all the aspects are there. Yosef in front of Eishes Potiphar. Vatoime, shichro imi. Yosef, vayimoein. No way, lady. There's no way I'm going to do this. But the Alter von Kelm explains that Yosef, we're not left with just the rebuttal. There's much more than that. Vayomer el Eishes Adonov. Here's the rejection. Number one. Hein Adoni lo yoda iti ma babois. V'chol asher yesh loy nosan biyodi. Listen, you know as well as I do, he said to her, that there's no one in this house, perhaps in the whole of all the estate of your husband, who's been treated as well as me. Kol asher yesh lo nosan biyodi. Einenu godol babayis hazeh. There's no one great in this house as me. V'lo chosach mimeni me'umo. Yosef immediately conjured up in his mind three thoughts, said the Alter von Kern, which perhaps we can suggest are thoughts of Malchus Shamayim. In other words, he had the option, no one was there, no one would know, but he had the option also to reject. But in his mind, he had a certain factors which he considered. Here's the first. I have been given everything. It would be an immense betrayal if I would do this act. Because of all that's been done for me, it's not right. It's not right for the moment. We'll come on to that in a second. But I've been given everything. Everything which has been done for me. The first thoughts, perhaps, of Malchus Shamayim are the thoughts of pure Hakavas HaTov, of all that I have. There's perhaps no greater statement of Hakavas HaTov, which we say is once a week, in a unique occasion, which is Nishmas. All the factors, Ilu fino mo leishiro kayom, ulishoneinu rino, mimitzrayim gealtonu, mibeis avotim pedisonu. And then, if you'll notice in Nishmas, there's a certain pause, and the paragraph changes into a certain stage. Here are the two stages. Everything that I just said, all of a sudden we stop. Ad heino, everything that has been until now, azarunu, is all because of your help. Azarunu, rachamecho, v'lei azarunu, chasodecho. Everything that I have had, ad heino, has been your rachamim. V'lei azarunu, and don't leave us, v'al tibshenu Hashem alakeinu lo netzach. In other words, Yosef, Nishmas is telling us that what has been until now, I recall, and what is to come, I anticipate your kindness. You know, there's a day in Brochus, in the ninth Peruk of Brochus, we don't paskan like this, how a person is supposed to say, Tfilas HaDerech. We only have one tefillah. Oh, but there's a shitta which says, different shittas are brought down. One of the shittas is that you say one when you leave, and one when you arrive. On what basis? Of all that's been, no, he's saying, Hoidor al ha'ovar, the tzoyek al ha'osid. That's the balance, that's the pivot. That's where we stand. What there's been has been incredible, what I've had until now. The meals I've had, the family simchas that I've had, the enjoyment that I've enjoyed, the good health that I've had. That's all been historic, and that's all that I've enjoyed. What's to come, tzoyek al ha'osid, on the future. It's an incredible expression, and therefore, straight afterwards, we say, out of that accounting, Al Kain, Evorim Shepilagto Bonu, all that I have, Voloshen Asher Santo Befinu, that Al Kain is a derivative. Because of all that I've received, therefore, Kol Berach Tishova, everything, it's an outcome of this Cheshbon. And therefore, this is really perhaps what Yosef is saying here. Yosef is saying, lady, I might get away with it, but it will be a betrayal for all that's been given to me. Perhaps the first thoughts of Malchus Shamayim is this recognition of all that's been given to me. The Ribono Shel Olam has invested in me. He's given me so much. That's Pashtus, the reason. Another occasion when we were here, we discussed the Mea Brochas B'chol Yoyim. Each brocha is another aspect of the hakola. There's a pakeach ivrim, there's a sheh yotzeh esodon, there's a shahakon yevi boroi. All these are continually a mindset of hakola satoiv. That one thinks, especially when you put your head on the pillow at the end of the day, at the end of the night, you've gone through the 100, and the 100, what's the lashon of the medrash? And then when last words of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he left Klal Yisrael, his warning was, Loi dovar reik hu mikem. It's not empty, this Torah. Say Chazal, mikem is a gematria of 100. Im reik hu mikem. You made the 100 empty. They're not empty. The 100 brachas, Chazal explained. Each one is another aspect of Hakoras HaTov. There's a pasuk which we say every single morning in Pesukei Dezimra, and another place, the Alter explains, what's the purpose of this pasuk? It's strange in construction. Atah Hashem lo yisich lo rachamecha mimeni. Chasucho v'amitcho tomid yitzrumi. No, doesn't seem to make sense, the sentence. Again, Atah Hashem lo yisich lo rachamecha mimeni. Never ever restrain, hold back your rachamim from me, because there are two things which are always yitzruni, miloshen nitzor, which guard me. Chasucho, your kindness, v'amitcho, and your truth. Tomid yitzruni, always keep me in line, keep me in check. The author explains that there are two normal, natural responses which a person has. Otherwise he's not normal. Here's the first. A normal, natural reaction, Bein Odom Lachaveiro, is for a person to appreciate a kindness. Someone does you a favor, so you have Hakoras HaToiv to that person. Says the Alter, Kol Shekein, Arachas Kamo V'Kamo, it's inevitable this in the second you wake up in the morning, Moide Ani Lefonecho, Shechzauto B'Nishmosi, thank you for another day. That's called chastucho. The second normal reaction is amitcho. Your truth, in reality, it means everything you've done is very well done. It's very well done. The bria, the teva, the guf, the hashkocha potis, that's called amitcho. Your truth, it's extremely well done. It's a normal reaction. I recognize it in Bein Odom Lachaveiro, when someone does something professionally well done, a beautiful painting, a beautiful building, Kol Shekein, the Bria. I recognize that's called Amitcho. Says the Alter, these two points, Chastucho and Amitcho, are always Yitzruni, keep me in place. I always think of you because of those two. Therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam, Atah Hashem, Lo Yisich Lo Rachamecha Mimeni, since I'm always held in line, therefore, don't hold back your kindness from me. That is the first theme of Malchus Shomayim. The recognition of Einenu Godol Babayis Hazeh, V'lo Chosach Mimeni Me'umo. That's the feeling of Malchus Shomayim. When one comes closer to Rosh Hashanah, there must be an overwhelming, I've gone through this far in the year, you know, halavai, I can go through another year like this. You know, it's been hard, but you haven't held back anything. That's perhaps the first thought of Hakoras HaToiv. The second is the next phrase, which he says, "Ve'eich eseh horor hagdoila hazois maze." What is the outcome of Hakoras HaToiv? Says the Alter, it's called yashvus, straightness. You're not just left with the gratitude. You're not just left with the feeling of appreciation. There's more than that. It turns you into an ish yoshor. It makes you think straight. In other words, I can't do this act. Why can't I do this act? Of all, it will be a betrayal, and therefore I must think straight. The yashvus. Straight after the shira, at Mora, Klal Yisrael arrived at Mora. Says the pasuk. The Eitz Mora, they threw in the tree into the water. Vayoyma. Here's the beginning of the Mesiras HaToyah. As we know, Paraduma, Dinim, Shabbos, they were told at Mora. But the Eben Ezra, and the Ramban learns out of the Eben Ezra, there's a certain diuk which must be made. The beginning of the Torah. Vayoyma im shamaya tishma koil Hashem elokecho, vahayosho be'einof ta'ase, vahazanto lemitzvoisov, vashamato kol chukov kalamachal ashesam b'mitzvayim. The Ramban asks, quoting the Eben Ezra, what is the meaning of Vahayosha Be'enov Ta'ase? What does this mean? He says it's going back on the words Im Shamaya Tishma Le Koil Hashem Elokecha. An outcome of receiving the Torah is Shmia Le or Shmia Be. And the Ramban, the Eben Ezra explains, whenever you have in the Torah, you have it in Boaz Chan, Vahayosha Be'enov Ta'ase B'Shamato Le, same phrase. Yashrus goes together with Shmia Le, Shmia Be. It means, by no means exclusively what the Torah says. The Gaon brings down there, Bavron brings down in Malas HaTorah, Tariag Mitzvahs are only Shaloshim. They're only roots. But they're not exclusive. There's far more than that. The implication of Yashrus, of Shmia Le, is you take it further. You go further with the point, and you realize what the Torah meant in the point, and then apply it yourself to a certain situation. And that is the situation which Yosef was in. Perhaps he could infer the lady wasn't Jewish. There's a hundred tivuts a person might make of why perhaps this Maisa was mutter. I don't know. But the idea is that Yashus means that having known the rule and the principle, one then applies it into an... The application is done because of what the Torah implies there. That's Shmi'a Le and Shmi'a Be. That's the meaning of it. Taking the point further and realizing what I must do and what I mustn't do because of that. The second point in the mastermind. The way it's applied, the application to it. Without that, a person perhaps has no das. We know in Chazal there's three words, Chochmah, Bina, and Das. Chochmah is the collection of information. So one learns Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha. That's called Chochmah. Bina is Mevin Dovah, Mitoich Dovah. To understand one thing from another, what is the great gadlus of a Poisek? A Poisek has Das. He knows how to apply the most obscure braisa in the middle of, I don't know, of Shabbos, and can apply it to a technical gadget. That's called Das. Das is application, which is a phenomenal ability. Knowing that that particular Breisel, or that Nakuda in Tosfos, refers to, that is the gadlus of the Moshe. And the Shlomo Zalman, Zechazarik Lifach. Shlomo Zalman was an unbelievable technician. He would see points in tech, and he knew from a Gemara and a Breis, that's Das, the application. The point is, it doesn't just refer to a Poisek. The Yashus means taking the point and applying it further, and that is whenever it says the word Shmi'a Le, Shmi'a Be, with the word Yosha. That's what Yosef said to her. Eich Eser Horor HaGadol HaZos. He came out with an outcome, this act would be evil. It's an immensely bad act. I couldn't do this sort of thing. Finally, the third point which Yosef says is the two words at the end which seal the whole admission of Malchus Shamayim. V'chotosi lelokim. I can't do this. It will be a chet to the Ribono Shel Olam. The question we might ask is, why is this at the end? Doesn't this come first? Apparently not. In order of thought, Mahalacha Machshava, the first is the theme of betrayal. All that's been done for me. That leads a person to the Yashus, and then you suddenly realize V'chotosi lelokim. Perhaps we can bring a raya. Perhaps there's a raya. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Ha'ichi Aderech La'avosa V'yirosai. How does a person reach Ava and Yiro? It begins like this. B'shar she'yisboinein ha'odon b'maisav v'ruov ha'nifloyim. You must first of all, I don't know, take a walk on Kenwood. Look around a minute and see. Maisav u'bruov ha'nifloyim ha'gdoilim. The immense, immense treasure there is inside the Bria. You must look, first of all. Without his bonus, you'll never get there. And you come to the conclusion that there's absolutely no limit to the ingenuity and the brilliance of everything in the Bria. Phenomenal, phenomenal, the Bria. I was in someone's house, and pulled me in. He had a certain scene in the summer. I don't know if I can mention his name here in the base of Medrash, but it's kedai to have a look at them. There's someone called David Attenborough, who has incredible scenes of Teva. Phenomenal scenes of Teva, of kangaroos, of apes, of penguins, and lions. Unbelievable scenes. Problem is, at the end of incredible every scene that he shows, he says, it's remarkable, we don't know how this happens. We don't know how it happens. Of course you know how it happens. It's obvious how it happens. Oh, but the ingenuity and the bria of all the creatures and everything that there is in the world. I remember I was once, don't ask me how, but I was once in a certain scene where I was there at the time watching a great conductor from America, Leonard Bernstein, directing a group of young conductors how to play a piece of music. I was in the room, I saw it at the time. He had in front of him about 40 or 50 young conductors, and he was showing them how to conduct a piece of music. And the piece of music was called Spring by different seasons.
Vivaldi.
And he said to them this: when you are conducting this piece of music, what you should do is you should tell all the, take the fiddler, the violinist, So you tell the fiddler, don't lift up your fiddle yet. First of all, imagine you go out on a beautiful spring day, and you see the birds, and you see the sun, and you hear them, you hear everything, you see everything. Now, pick up the violin and fiddle that into the beautiful day. How beautiful, but how pathetic. How tragic. And he was a Yid. What he should have really have said, but he couldn't say this. Now play to the one who made this beautiful scene. He stopped short. That's what they do. They stop short at this recognition. For the one who made it. I was watching him. He was an assimilated Jew, Nebuch. But he never went further. He couldn't go further. He didn't know to go further. The Rambam is teaching us, when a person sees all that he's done, he now thinks straight in his misbay name, and he sees a chokhma she'ein lo erech v'lo keitz. Miyad hu oyhev u'mashabeach u'mefore u'misave tavo gedoylo leida Hashem hagodol. I must recognize him. I have to get to know him. Kamo she'omer David, soma nafshi elokim lekelchoy. U'kashemachasheb dvorim elu. And you now think of these points. This is the last one of the chotosil elokim. What happens here? He is nirta. He's like, whoa, he stands back. Me'achoyrov. I'm a small, insignificant creature. Shpela afela oimed bedas kala. I know nothing. Mu'ota lifnei tomim deos. That's the chotosi elokim. That's the final stage. You don't reach that stage unless you first of all consider, according to the Mahalach, what we're looking here, of the enormity of the chesed. Of the greatness of the native of the Hatova Olam Chesed Yibone, that leads one to Yashus. Then you're ready to now Mekabel Olam Chesed Shamayim. Those are the stages which a person goes through. Perhaps one might say there's a broader perspective. Perhaps one might say there's much more than this to consider. But Rabbi Yisai, this is what stopped Yosef. This is, we're told, he didn't just say Vayimoein. We're told his whole Mahalach HaMachshava, what forced him to come to this recognition. It's a process, it's a mindset. It's a whole thought. Before one walks in and hears the words HaMelech on Rosh Hashanah, perhaps we have to really just stand there and think a minute of all the Hatova that one has received in the year. It leads certainly to Eicheyes HaHoror, I must follow a straight, it's not straight, it's not correct, it's incorrect, it's not Yosha. That leads to Tosil Elokim. You have to think about it. Think about it on your pillow. To work when you're walking through the streets and you have a quiet. To work through those three points, because that is the Mahalach of Malchus Shamayim. The Alter takes it further, another place. This is not just for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Three times a day we say the following words: Kavoid Malchus Chayameu uGevuros Chayedabeu. Lohidia Livnei Adam Gevuroisov uChavoid Hadam Malchusay. Malchuscha, Malchus kol olamim, u'minshaltecha b'chol doyer v'doyer. To be aware and to know of Malchusa Yisborach. Kol olamim, u'minshaltecha b'chol doyer v'doyer. How do I recognize and perceive this Malchus? Here's the first stage. Soymeich Hashem l'chol hanoiflim. Someone who's about to fall. He's not down yet. He's on the way down. Zaykev kol hakfufim. Now you're right down flat. Zaykev, he lifts you up. Everyone's given their food. What is that? That's Hakaras HaTov. The first line of recognition of Malchus Shamayim is the Hakorah. The Hakorah of what he's doing in the Bria. The Neifel, the Kofuf, the food which is given, everyone according to their design, what they like, what their taste, vegetarian, meat, fish, whatever you want. What does that lead to? Here's a tziduk hadin. Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochov. V'chosid b'chol mat. Here it is. Here's the second point. The second point comes out in his tzadik. I'm matzdik v'ribon shaloyla b'chol d'rochov. How did I get to that hatzdoko? Because I realized the poseach, the einei chol elecha yisabeinu, it led me to think that. B'chosi b'chol ma'asam. Now I'm ready to address him. And there are different stages in addressing him. Here's the first. The first is stam akoyre. Korei v'ashem l'chol koyre of. Anybody. Anybody can be a koyre. On one condition will it work. says the Gaon, L'choy l'ashe yikra'u ve'emes. What's a kriya be'emes? A kriya be'emes is with kavona. So long as a person turns to him and calls to him with kavona, which is called a kriya be'emes, korov l'chol korov. You might appear, it might be at inerlam, and one doesn't see him, aber ze lo nachon. Shmak aleinu, chus v'rachim aleinu, shomea tfil, he hears everything, so long as it's a kriya be'emes, so long as it has kavona. That's the first stage. The second stage of a yore is a retzoin yirei of yase. This is something, not the place to go into it. In Kuf Mem Hei, in Tehillim, the Ma'arig Gitalia brings out that the forecourt in front of the kisei is an area called Ritzui. Right in front of the kisei is a place called Ritzui, if you get that far. There's a kriya, but then if your tefillah manages to move further, it goes in front of the forecourt, which is called Rotzayim. Ritzei Hashem, usihi l'rotzayim, tomid avodas Yisrael amecha. So the sign brings out in Kufkaf Beis by the that posset at the end, which is said at the end of Shemana Esrei, Yihiyu l'rotzayim im reifi. Ritzui is my words get right up close. That's not for everybody. You can call him, but that's Ritzoin Yirei of Yaz. That's a Yorei. It's more than a Koirei. Veshavosom Yishma v'Yoshiim. The highest level of a Yorei Shomayim is an Oyheb. Shomei Hashem is called Oyhavov. That's already Shmira without even calling him. That's already a much higher level of a Yorei. But here, that three-pronged digest here, three-point manifesto, those 3 points are not just reserved for Yosef in front of Eishes Potiphar. They're by no means not just the mindset of Rosh Hashanah, but every day we keep on chasering over these 3 points. These are the points which lead us to understand Malchuscha, Malchuscha Lo'ilomim. These are the 3 points which lead us to it. First is the Hakoras HaToiv, the second is the Yashus, the Tziduk HaDin, and finally, there are different levels of people who call him or address him. You can be a Koirei, you can be a Yorei, you can be an Oihev. These are all levels of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which a person reaches. I was thinking perhaps that these are the points which will help us prepare for Rosh Hashanah. The words Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, which are used to introduce the whole of this month, need a bit of an explanation. What's behind them? If a person is facing a major court case where the dossier is complete, nothing is missed out. Nothing is missed out. Ein shikcha, everything is there. One might have thought that the Chodesh Elul would be called a time of cheshbon ha-nefesh, but that apparently comes afterwards. Afterwards is aseres yemei tshuva, which is a whole cheshbon of tshuva. One would have thought that really, after the din, you come close, and before should have been aseres yemei tshuva. What does it mean, ani l'doidi v'doidi li, before I come into the din? Perhaps it's this. There might be a major misconception of what it happens on Aleph Tishri. A person might consider that it's simply a matter of 250 lois aseis, and I don't know, five, and however many, and the cheshbon is made. There's a tzaddik, there's a rosha. It's nisht aseh. It's not like that at all. He's not called Malkeinu, he's called Avinu Malkeinu. There's a Yedidus there. It's not just a matter of like standing in front of a judge and the cheshbon is made. No. There's a kilva, there's a connection to him. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li implies, what do we say, Eloshon v'chol ma'aminim sheyodoi psulcha l'kabel shovim. There's a tremendous Yedidus and affection. Goyim enter into Aleph Tishri, have no understanding the day before, the day after. We make a connection with him. It's far more than just a matter of adding the sum total. We must connect with him. We must draw closer to him. That's the meaning of Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. And therefore, perhaps these are the points in the mindset. When a person stands back and considers, I did this aveira and this mitzvah, and my cheshbon apparently might be lo yaleinu chas v'shalom, not as good as I thought. No, you're mistaken. There's much more than that. There's a whole hakaras hatoiv in the connection. There's a whole yashus which I must apply of the Torah, and then I reach Yashamayim. That's a whole comprehensive aspect of Malchus Shamayim. It's not just a matter of a pure account. After one has been mekabel Malchus Shamayim, which is the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, then one is ready to go into a cheshbon nefesh of what really needs to be done. That seder is critical. Without that order, one it can make an awful mistake. It's a connection which is needed, a yachas. And that yachas comes out, perhaps, by the mindset. These are the points which I hope together we can be mesayim and mischazek. Shenireh ulekabel aleinu yamim tovim v'Yisrael. Amen.